Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer.
We're doing a show here. Can you hear it? Yeah, go ahead.
The call screener's busy here. We were talking about, I'm listening to the music ins and outs. You've got a special guest showing up later in the day, right?
Yes, Gavin, little musician that we ran into recently. We went out to dinner, and he was playing, and I thought I recognized him, and sure enough, he had been playing in the Alice Cooper's...
Solid Rock?
Yeah, he's from the Solid Rock Foundation, but there's what's the pudding one? What's it called?
Now my
mic's not working.
Hey, we're doing a radio show here.
It's not the Christmas pudding show.
Yes, it was the contest that goes up to that. And he made the finalist. And he was playing in a little place we stopped to have dinner. So we asked him if he'd come join us. So he's going to come next hour and do the ins and outs so we can introduce him to you.
He'll be here live in studio next hour. And Jennifer and I are sitting having a bite to eat. And this, I won't call him a kid. I'll call him a very young man. A very, very young man. Walks in and gets out his guitar, and I'm thinking, what's he doing? And I'm thinking I'm going to hear today's generation of music. I mean, he opens with CCR. I thought, that's my man right there. So he's gonna be with us the next hour of local talent. We've got other local talent here right now, Adam Homer from Pella.
Oh, thank you.
And we were talking about the Pella story. Mm-hmm. And, American-founded. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that bought the company in 21, mm-hmm. his office is still set up the way mm-hmm. he lived there in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Mm-hmm. And that's still in the showroom, the manufacturing facility in Pella, Iowa.
Yeah.
Pella, Iowa is probably one of the most beautiful little towns I've ever been to. Jennifer, what's that movie where every lawn is perfect and every woman's hair is good? Stepford Wives?
That's it. Yeah. It's like, where's the trash? I don't know.
There isn't one blade of unkept grass in Pella, Iowa. It's against the law to mow your lawn on Sunday.
That's right. And you'll get a fine if your lawn is too long or your tulips are unkept. They mean business with their gardening there.
We were there 3 days, and I don't think I saw a house without a Pella window in it.
I don't think they allow that.
So Pella is a great American success story and a premier product in its category. Doors and windows. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, it had the reputation of being the Rolls Royce for a long time. But they came out with many product lines, seven, I believe you said, through the 90s and early 2000s. And right now, I believe y'all's fiberglass window should literally put every aluminum window manufacturer out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
It's the window for the Southwest.
I've got it in my own house. Let's see, 13 years old now, and it still looks brand new, that powder coat finish. That's why it's called impervious. It's impervious to the elements.
And it's so much more energy efficient than an aluminum frame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aluminum is basically a radiator.
Yeah.
And if it's on the outside of your house collecting the sun direct heat at 110, it's going to be 140. And when you go inside and shoot your aluminum frame window with a thermal gun, you'll find out you've got a little 100-degree radiator
mm-hmm.
all the way around your window.
Yeah, cooking the inside of your
house.
I always say that, think about it like an oven door open. You've got
exactly
15 oven doors open in your house during the summer if that's what you got, single glazing with aluminum.
Listen, Adam, I've got Eileen I'd like to bring into the conversation. She's called, purchased a home in Chandler, apparently by a very brilliant builder. Because it has a Pella sliding wall.
Oh.
And she'd like to talk about her Pella sliding wall. Miss Eileen, let me introduce you to Adam.
Hello, Eileen.
Good morning. Hi. I purchased this house about 8 months ago. It's an older house, but it has two Pella sliding door walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen this before, but the screens are on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And at first we thought they were on backwards because I've never seen any on the inside. But how do you remove the screens to clean them, take them out and clean them?
Yeah.
Haven't figured that out yet.
Okay, Miss Eileen, hold on one second. without Romy here to keep control of me, I've talked myself right into the bottom of the hour commercial break. Eileen, Adam Homer is going to explain to you how to service those screens of the Pella sliding wall system right after this short station break. Adam, I beg your patience, Miss Eileen.
No problem.
I beg your patience. This is just one of the things that happen when Romy's not here to take care of me. So if you'd like to join the conversation and talk windows, give us a ring at 602-277-5827. That's not the normal number, but that is the number you'll need to call today, 602-277-5827. And we can talk windows. We can talk about your favorite topic, you, your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Today, we're talking about windows. And when I get back, we want to answer Eileen's question. And then, Adam, I want to go into the trends of what you're seeing indoors and windows in Arizona, okay?
All right.
All right, Miss Eileen, hold on 1 second. We'll get you that answer.